So we're excited to have one of our partner agencies with us again today. We have Tori from the YMCA Child Development Center. And Tori, for our listeners, can you tell us can you tell them a little bit about the YMCA Child Development Center and what you got going on there?
In the Child Development Center, we do serve children under the age of 12. So we have, and we have the full gamut there. So we have babies starting when they're 6 weeks old and they go all the way up through their 13th birthday. So super exciting.
Can you tell the listeners a little bit about how many children you currently have at both the location everybody's probably most familiar with on Parkwood, as well as your second location on Fairhaven?
Yeah, so at our Parkwood location, we have about 200 children right now, and they do cover that full age range from 6 weeks all the way up through 12 years old. We run infant, toddler, and preschool programs all day long. We're there 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., so we run those all day, and then right now we're running before and after school care for those who have started kindergarten, all the way up through kids that are in the middle school. So we do that at the Parkwood location. And then at the Fair Road location, we service primarily those under the age of 5. So we have lots of babies out there. We are actually just over 40 out there now. So that's very exciting. We do have just a few openings out there at this point. So if there's a listener who's needing care for their littles out there at that Fair Road location, we do have just a couple openings out there. So,
and with the Fair Road location, can you tell us a little bit about how long that's been open and what kind of need that fulfilled in our community as we talk about the need of childcare so much?
Absolutely. So we found at our Parkwood location that we were just not able to provide care for enough of the younger age group. Try as we might, we just always had a forever long wait list for that age. And so the opportunity came up to open up a location out on Fair Road. And we took that opportunity in November of 2022. We actually were able to open. They run the same hours out there, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is the same training, the same care, the same programming for those littles out there, and we're just super excited to be able to open that up. And that really has helped us to almost eliminate our wait list. It kind of helps us break even for the time being. So
as you talk about the wait list, can you talk a little bit about if somebody's out there and they're expecting their first child, what's the best way to go about getting into the YMCA Child Development Center? Or how do they get to be spending the time with you every day?
Yeah, absolutely. So, they just give us a call, at 937-498-2273, or they can email me directly. Sydney YMCA website has my contact information on it. And then what we do is we just take down some basic information from them, and we add them to our wait list. And then when we have a spot available that meets their needs, for example, you know, right now we have several people on the list that are wanting to start in August, September timeframe. And so we will give them a call probably around July and let them know we'll have a start date of this that we have available for you, and try and get them in just as close to their desired time as we can.
That's great. You also mentioned earlier that a little bit about your summer camps. For the listeners, can you tell us what the summer camps all entail, and if they're interested, how they can get their little kiddos involved in that as well? Because I know that's quite a busy summer. You can have your kids be quite busy at the Y during the summer.
Yes, absolutely. So our summer camp is actually our most popular program that we run at the Y Child Development Center. So it is for children who are in kindergarten now, all the way up through their 13th birthday, and we break them into groups of similar ages. The bulk of our camp activities run from 8 to 4. Those are going to include all kinds of things. We do STEM class, arts and crafts. We take them to the playground for some large motor time and some physical energy outlet. They get to swim. We do field trips, or we bring in special speakers every week. Just tons of fun. We keep them so busy. Normally, our parents tell us, you know, on that first or second week, they just come home and go to bed. So, parents, if you're up for that, there you go. We do still run the school age area from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you can drop off as early as 5 a.m. We just don't start our main camp activities until 8 o'clock. So. Okay.
Good morning. And as we were kind of talking during break, Tori, we hit on the summer camps a little bit, but if somebody is interested or working at the YMCA or getting involved in any of your child development, are you guys hiring or who are you looking for to help you this summer?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely hire several people to help with our summer camp. Like I said, that's one of our largest programs. And we love to hire those who are college kids going to school for education. It just gives them great experience working with children. And they tend to do a fabulous job for us, which is fantastic. So it's not a bad way to spend your summer going on field trips, hanging out with a bunch of kids, playing at the park. So yeah, if you're interested, you can stop by the Y and get an application and fill it out anytime.
Sounds like a great opportunity. Tori, you know, you guys have been one of our longest United Way partner agencies. I think it's, we said 40 years, it sounds like.
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about how the United Way funding is used and how important it is to the YMCA Child Development Center?
Absolutely. So when you're a parent and you go to put your child in the center, our straight rate is going to be anywhere really between $150 and $250, depending on age and membership status at the Y. And what the United Way funding goes to 100% is just providing scholarships for children to help parents send their children to be a part of our program. So 100% of that money for the last 40 years has gone into giving parents the ability to send their children to a safe place every day,
which is such a as a mom, that is such an important thing to know that your kids are being cared for each day and being being safe. So such a great thing you guys do there. Tracy, any questions for Tori?
Yeah, I did. So, you know, your program is wonderful, by the way, and we talked about Milestone, you know, working with the kids and your staff. It's so knowledgeable and they care, and that's what I love. And you've had some longstanding employees, and they still get so excited. Melissa Kenninger, I love the fact that she still gets excited. And so in the program, you know, we can talk about like the middle years, you know, they come as babies. And what are some of the things that you work on with the kids as a parent that makes you so reassured that that's what they're doing in daycare?
Yeah, absolutely. So starting when they first start, we start working on those primarily those developmental milestones that are key. And then honestly doing assessments all along the way as well to, you know, let parents know, hey, we're seeing this, you might want to check it out. And then we also start just even as young as 18 months, they're really starting to do things to prepare them for school. Mm-hmm. You know, it starts with social emotional skills and playing with others and doing activities with others and sharing the teacher's time and all of that. And it goes all the way up through starting to read, you know, before they start kindergarten. So,
yeah, I worked in kindergarten and I could definitely tell the kids that went to the Y daycare. I mean, they sat there, they didn't overtalk anybody. They were very polite. They knew where to put their book bag. And I think that's great. And my kids, I love staying home, but I should have taught my kids that. But they do that now, they're adults. But no, you just have such a wonderful program and I think it's great. And
thank
I have
you.
Some friends that go there and her little boys really enjoy it. So thank you for everything you do. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. That was Living United with United Way President Carla Young. And we just checked in with another United Way agency making an impact on our community. And this is brought to us by Allison's Custom Jewelry, serving you for over 40 years.